Now it's time to check in with John Taylor from Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. On Friday, the market down and people scratching their heads trying to figure that one out. John may have some answers. Good morning, John.
Well, good morning. Well, sometimes I can't tell you what's happened to the market. This one is pretty self-evident. You may remember that last Wednesday, Mr. Bernanke made the big announcement that the Fed was going to do no tapering. We had this huge rally in the market because the Fed wasn't going to cut back their bond purchases. But, you know, the underlying headline or the thing below the headline was this. The reason the Fed did not cut back on their bond purchases was because they said the economy was too weak. Mr. Bernanke's been saying all along that the Fed's decisions would be data-dependent. And in essence, when the Fed on Wednesday afternoon said they weren't going to cut back, it was really a vote of no confidence for the economy. What they were really saying was this, that the weak economic data just didn't support the fact that the economy could stand on its own 2 feet. It continued to have the aid of the cheap money and the low interest rates provided by the Fed. Well, now apparently the market's digested that. So on Thursday, and particularly on Friday, when the market was down 185 points, the market gave back all of that Fed rally that we had on Wednesday. And in fact, the Dow futures were down again this morning. They started out down about 5 points. Last time I looked, they were down about 20 points. But let's talk about some more encouraging things. We get some good economic numbers or data out of China. You know, China, of course, the juggernaut that creates a lot of demand for a lot of things. Well, they've been kind of a slump for the last 6 months or so. They say that their manufacturing index hit a six-month high, bouncing back from the slowdown that they've had, if we can trust the economic data that is released, of course, from the Chinese government. Also, this is the day that the Dow Jones Industrial Average has its first impact by this huge reshuffling. Now, the Dow's only 30 stocks. It really hasn't changed much in a couple of decades. Well, today, Visa, Goldman Sachs, and Nike replaced the three stocks that got the boot. Alcoa, which had been in the index for 54 years, Bank of America also out, as well as Hewlett-Packard. We don't know what impact that will have on the index, but once again, it's only 30 stocks. The S&P 500, of course, made up of 500 stocks. Now, we also get some insight into what's happening in the economy by looking at the results from Darden. Darden is the company that's the parent company of Red Lobster, Olive Garden, Longhorn Steakhouse. Numbers not so good. In fact, their net income down 37%, worse than the street expected. The stock was down 6% on Friday. Also announced management changes as the COO will, quote, retire at the end of the second quarter. Same-store sales at Red Lobster down over 5% and Olive Garden down over 4%. The management of the company says that it's because consumers continue to watch their pocketbook, as they say. Well, we'll see if that's really true or not. It's going to be an eventful week in terms of economic data. Tomorrow or this morning, we get the Case-Shiller Index, which is the price of homes in the 20 largest metropolitan areas. We also get consumer confidence later today. On Wednesday, we get durable goods numbers, which is the kind of stuff we make around here, new home sales. On Thursday, some employment data, the final number on GDP for the third quarter, and then on Friday, personal income and personal spending, so a pretty important week. On top of that, some major companies reporting quarterly earnings this week, including Nike, Carnival Cruise, and also Discover Financial Services. So we'll see how the market continues to interpret the good news that was really bad news from the Fed last Wednesday.
All right, John. We'll see what happens, and thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You have